The Power of Effective Communication audio series. Tip number 2, develop a rapport by active listening. Authored by Deborah A. Thomas, founder of Ebony Concepts Solutions, LLC. Narrated by Daphne Page Reeves. Hello again, and welcome to part 2 in our 6-part audio series on the power of effective communication. Last week, we learned the 3 ways to communicate for impact by using our words, voice, and body language. In this segment, we're going to discuss what it means to really listen and develop a rapport by active listening. I really enjoy speaking with someone who's actively listening to me when we're talking. I've had supervisors and staff who only listened to respond to what they think I was about to present. It's meaningful, particularly when you sense that the person you're talking to is truly engaged and listening to more than just your words. Listening is more than just hearing the words someone is speaking. Effective listening is becoming involved in the conversation, and we do that through active listening. I believe the best leaders are listeners. Good listeners know that when it comes to listening, it's the way we listen that determines what we hear. Active listening is listening with the purpose of trying to understand the meaning of the message. It's full engagement in the communication process. I mean, how do we expect to develop a rapport if we can't listen to connect? There are 5 skills we can use to ensure that we are practicing active listening, establishing a rapport, and making others feel like they are being heard. Number 1, emphasize. One of the biggest mistakes we make when we engage in a conversation with others is to think about how their words affect us instead of thinking about their words from their perspective. Active listening, however, is not inward thinking. Active listening means giving the other person 100% of our attention, not letting our mind wander, and listening to every word from their perspective. Number 2, listen to more than just their words. Hearing what someone is saying is not enough. We also want to understand the meaning behind the words. What's the speed, pitch, and the tone of their voice? What are their facial expressions? What is their body saying? As we learned last time, our words are only 7% of our message. So tuning into how people are saying something will help us better understand what it is they're really expressing. Number 3, be focused. If you want to be more effective connecting with people, then make a point to understand them. Giving 100% of your attention means not letting ourselves be distracted by other things or people. It means being so engaged in the conversation that the other person feels they are truly being heard and understood. I love the quote by Sue Patton Thewell that says, "Deep listening is miraculous for both the listener and speaker." When someone receives us with open-hearted, non-judging, intensely interested listening, our spirits expand. So when talking to others, don't be distracted by what's going on around you. Make them feel as though there's nothing more important than listening to them. Number 4, practice paraphrasing. When we paraphrase, we show the speaker that we are truly hearing what is said and are engaged in the conversation. Paraphrasing is simply repeating back what we heard the other person say. Be sure not to repeat back word for word like a parrot, but instead, use your own words. This demonstrates that we've heard what they said and assures that we heard them correctly. Try this technique. Ask the special person in your life to do it with you. It's amazing how it feels when someone acknowledges that they have heard what you said. You will see that this one simple technique will dramatically change your communications and your relationships. Number 5, listen more than you speak. Contrary to what you might think, the most effective tool a good conversationalist has is silence. Have you ever been in a conversation where the person you were speaking to finished your sentence? Ugh! My extrovert friends and colleagues usually do this. When we're not thinking about what we're going to say, but instead we just listen, it gives us the ability to connect with the other person. What is not said often has more power than what is said. In summary, effective listening means more than just listening to someone's words. It means becoming actively involved in the conversation by 1, emphasizing, trying to understand the other person's point of view. 2, listening beyond just their words so we can understand the full meaning of what someone is saying. 3, staying focused, giving the other person 100% of our attention. 4, use paraphrasing to ensure that we've understood what is being said. And 5, listen more than we speak, making others feel heard. I encourage you to commit to improving your listening by actually practicing these 5 steps 1 hour a week with the most important person in your life, with the sole purpose of listening to them. Stay tuned for the next audio in our series on effective communication when we discuss how to start a conversation and keep it alive, what you can say to get things going and keep them going. I'm Daphne Page Reeves, narrator for Deborah A. Thomas, founder and CEO of Ebony Concepts Solutions. Thank you for listening, and until next time, always make listening your priority.